back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, CEO and chairman of the Meridian Energy Group.
You don't, I guess, have to speculate. The question I was going to ask was how, I guess, gratifying you feel that it is that you're kind of, you know, blazing a new path in energy and environment. So right away, I guess when I thought of that, I thought, well, they might actually put that as the standard in the industry. And that's kind of bittersweet, isn't it? That on one hand, you're blazing a new path, but at the other hand, I guess, you know, some new regulations could come out of this.
Well, I think that, you know, from now on, with what we've done, people are going to look at other projects differently. And people that want to build new refineries will probably end up being held to a higher standard. But, you know, keep in mind, Jason, that Meridian is a startup company. We don't have a vested interest in any existing assets or any existing legacy technology. Startup companies in the United States throughout history have been the ones that bear the brunt of technological innovation. So that's our job, so to speak, is to change this business.
And that's really a great way to look at it. I can remember interviewing the CEO of Appareo, which got into a great niche with black boxes and surveillance, securities, that sort of thing. And these are former John Deere executives and that sort of thing. So they went from, you know, big corporations. And he explained about the value of the smaller and the startup company that can move on a dime. Because the big companies, it might take a year for them to make a single change just because they have such a well-oiled machine that they can't turn on a dime. So I think it's pretty important that, you know, the information you just said about how you guys, you know, being a startup company or a smaller company, that you can be nimble and you see the advantages of that. Are you finding that being able to have the nimbility or the dexterity or the fluidity is really becoming a crucial part of this whole process?
Well, absolutely. Early on in the design, as an example, it became apparent that we could make this whole thing work out better by dividing the project up into two phases. The initial phase is a 27,500 barrel per day hydro skimming plant, and then double capacity and increased complexity for phase two. That entire decision, which at a major oil company would take months and months, took us about a half an hour once we had the numbers assembled. So, you know, you just have a company that can turn on a dime, but still absorb the useful information and lessons of the industry and apply them to a new project. Again, there's nothing wrong with the way the big companies are doing things. It's just not the way we're doing it. And it's up to society to judge how they want the refining industry to behave after that.
And I think that's a great point. There's no right or wrong on this. There's just different roles when it comes to the creation and the execution and the implementation of technologies, you know, whether it be new or cutting edge or even repackaging existing. Without getting into your finances, I guess, how are you guys doing on securing some product for the new refinery? I know that you're probably not at 100% full yet since you guys haven't broken a shovel, but at the same time, I'm sure you guys are signing a few contracts here and there for getting some product in there. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an easy thing for companies in our business to forget about, is that once you get the plant built, you know, that part of the thing is literally cast in stone, and that it's concrete and steel. And the ongoing viability of the company is based on the marketing, you know, crude purchases and product marketing. So we've been out there consistently running around in North Dakota securing crude contracts. We're covered on the offtake. I think we have contracts covering about 67% of our product production from phase one, and in negotiation for the rest of phase one and a good portion of the additional phase two product that's coming out. You know, we'll probably finish that up by, let's say, end of May, plenty of time before we start construction. The crude side's been very interesting because, you know, the DAPL pipeline looks like it's going forward, so a lot of guys are going to be able to jump on that and get out to markets for the crude, and are not so worried about finding a home with a refinery that's local. But there are a lot of guys who can't get on that pipeline, and we provide a home for that. It's very similar to what happened with the grain industry in the Dakotas and other parts of the Midwest, where it was a commodity-based business and people were always looking for markets that were dependable. And then along comes the fuel alcohol industry, where you can do value-added processing there right where the grain is grown. And we provide the same service to local crude producers that a lot of the alcohol producers provide for local grain. And, again, it's part of growing the economy in North Dakota that we're proud to be a part of.
And this is still going to be a full-on refinery. It's not just diesel, or it's not just one product. You guys are offering, several different types of finished products. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, even the initial phase produces gasoline blending stock, diesel, some kerosene for jet fuel, and our atmospheric tank bottoms, it turns out, are qualified to be low sulfur fuel oil, so we have a home for that too. Phase two is a much more complete set of refined products, including propane and so forth. And we also have more flexibility, so depending on seasonality, we can change the product output in phase two quite a bit.
Looking at the calendar here, I was thinking about your guys' water event, your water permit allocation event that you had, and quite a few people showed up. I understand around 70, 75, 80 people, including the mayor of Belfield, showed up for that. And looking at the Bakken Barbecue coming here in June, and we got the Williston Basin Conference coming up, it looks like first part of May here. How about you guys? Are you guys doing any sort of events coming up in the near future, or are you going to be attending anything? I guess talk to me a little bit about what you guys got going community-wise over the next, 6 months.
Well, we've been aware of the fact that we need to kind of ramp up our local engagement as we get further along in the permitting. We have in a couple of weeks from now, Adam Williams, who's our corporate communications director, have set up a couple of opportunities for people to come and ask us questions about the project. I think that's being set up to take place at the old theater in Belfield. Then as we get closer to a hearing on the air quality permit, we'll go ahead and have additional opportunities to answer questions and so forth leading up to that event. And I think that's going to be, early April, so towards the end of May, I think we're expecting that to take place. Between now and the end of June, we're going to be ramping up our presence, if for no other reason than a lot of our people are starting to move up to the Belfield area for the beginning of construction.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
There's a ghost. Wind is crying through a crack in the window. No mercy from the dead black sky. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
And every drop of water in the world is ice, sharpened in the sickles like silver knives. The lines keep coming where the lanes divide. It's you and the road in the middle of the night. It's
if you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Soft and warm, yeah.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.